time for A Word in Edgeways this morning with May Leonard.
Good morning, Shay, and to all the early birds. There were a number of occasions in my long life when someone challenged me with the question, "Who do you think you are?" And you know, I was always stumped and didn't know how to reply. In fact, I found out the hard way that I'm not very good in a confrontation. Very bad, in fact. I tried a number of times to defend myself verbally, but it always seemed to end in tears, even when I was absolutely innocent and correct. Over the years, I have worked out not exactly a plan, but a few guidelines for myself when someone asks, "Who do you think you are?" I smile. I know exactly who I am, but who do I think I am? I smile because I'm thinking, see that swan out there slicing the smooth lake? She's serene, calm, and gorgeous. That's me. Sometimes when I'm on the garden swing, I'm the Queen of Sheba on my way to Egypt to visit King Solomon and wallow in his wisdom. When I'm a little bit more energetic, I might be Olga Korbut. Remember her balancing on a beam in the Munich Olympics of 1976? Sometimes I catch a glimpse of myself in a mirror and groan. I think I'm my mother. The years have caught up with me, but every one of those wrinkles was well earned. So I don't look in mirrors, and I think I'm my daughter when she's happy. There are moments when I'm Greta Garbo, craving to be alone. Who do I think I am? Well, what about Dorothy Parker with one of her well-aimed quips? Or perhaps Mae West at her most outrageous? Twiggy, even now. Our dog sprawled on the couch, well-loved and without a care. I can be Cinderella when she's out and about. Maria Callas or Celine Byrne when I turn up the sound to sing along with them. Yes, I have all the answers in my mind, but usually don't reply. I just smile and walk away. Who do you think you are?